Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week.
This is Josh Haston for Jerusalem Post Radio, sitting in for Elliot Jaeger. Rabbi Wein, what parsha are we talking about this week?
Josh, we're talking about the Tzaveh. I always like to mention when we talk about the Tzaveh is that it's an anonymous parsha in the fact that all the commentators point out that Moshe's name does not appear, the name of Moses does not appear in this parsha. All the other parshiot from the time that that were introduced to him at the beginning of the book of Shemot till the end of his life practically includes Moshe. He's there. Here, this parsha is anonymous.
And why?
Well, why is a good question, and there are many, many answers given. I think that the anonymity of Moshe here is to teach us that the Torah is really anonymous, too. The Torah speaks to every person. Everybody can write their name in it. The Tzaveh deals mainly, again, with the construction of the Mishkan, with the priestly garments, the vestments that Aaron and his children would wear, and with the lighting of the menorah and the eternal light. These are all things that all of us can accomplish. I'm aware of the famous piece in the Mishneh Torah, in the Code of Jewish Law that Maimonides wrote. So at the conclusion of Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel, the laws regarding the sabbatical year, the Rambam there has a remarkable statement regarding the Leviim, the children of the tribe of Levi. So children of the tribe of Levi were supported by the Jewish people. They worked in the temple. They were devoted to civil service, to godly service. They owned no land. They were not part of the economy. They lived scattered throughout the country in 48 different cities. The Rambam there says everybody can be a Levi, not just if you're born into the tribe of Levi. The Rambam says even if you're not Jewish. The Rambam says, V'chol boi olam, everyone who comes into this world. If a person will dedicate oneself to the service of God and man, if that becomes, so to speak, one's profession, that's what one is looking to do in life, then everybody is a Levi. Then the Levi also becomes anonymous, so to speak. The Levi also is open for everyone to strive to reach that level. And that's a great lesson, because many times people feel, well, you know, it's not for me, or even if it were for me, I can't accomplish it, I can't be part of it. Someone else has occupied the position already, and therefore there's no room for me. Excuse me, the whole idea of the anonymity of Moshe in this week's parsha is that there's room for everybody. Everybody could be included in the parsha of Tetzaveh. Everybody can write it. Everybody can light the menorah, etc. But it has to be done with dedication. It has to be done with with an understanding that this is one's life's. This is the life's work of someone. It's not, you know, it's not just a hobby or something to do in spare time. But a person has to be focused. It has to really, really want to do it, and then it can certainly be done. And then, so to speak, everybody becomes a Levi. So. This concept here of the absence of Moshe's name really, it opens a gate for all of us. It opens an opportunity for all of us. It makes us realize that the Torah doesn't belong to Moshe. The Torah belongs to everyone that wants to adopt it, everyone that wants to live by it, everyone that wants to increase spirituality and goodness in their own personal lives and the life of the community. We can all do good things. We can do good things every day if we are focused on it, if we somehow feel that way about it. I always feel that one of the great advantages, for instance, going to the synagogue every morning, or at least synagogue that I go to, is that the opportunities for charity are almost unlimited, because the people with needs come and they ask, and people give each one according to one's ability. It depends if you have any money with you that day when you go or not. But the opportunities are always there. They're always present to do good things. And just as there are people who are very wise in business and commerce, and they're always looking for opportunities, are there people that want to, they're looking for leisure activities, so they're always looking for opportunities. Where can they go? What can they do? So in God's world, there always are opportunities to light the menorah. There always are opportunities to do good. A person has to pursue those opportunities. A person has to look for them. And if he looks, he'll find them. They will be there. And that really is a great message that we learn from the anonymity of Moshe that exists in this parsha of Tetzaveh.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Beryl Wine, on Parshat Tetzaveh.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wine talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.